Hello, welcome to TTIGR, that time I got reincarnated podcast where everyone can come together and enjoy all things anime. My name's Rashawn and I'm here with Devante and Jamal. To find more content, you can check us out on YouTube, Spotify, Amazon Podcasts, and more. Thanks for listening and enjoy.
Well, that's alright though, since you know, we're watching it anyway, we probably talk a little One Piece. Real quick, did you see that last episode, or were you out of town?
I didn't watch it because it was like a recap.
Oh no, yeah, that last one was the recap.
But the one before that,
1100.
Oh yeah,
that shit.
Yeah, that shit was flame.
That shit was dope.
That you talk about on site.
Yeah,
nigga.
And see, I have to say, I kind of feel like I like the fact that they didn't make it to where, you know, it was a state that Luffy couldn't reach. You know what I'm saying? It was on like a one-time deal. He had to be close to near death to be able to attain or tap into his higher power. Like
we in there.
Yeah, we are.
We activated that Gear 5. I don't think we can go back now.
Did you see the amount of haki that came out? And my thing is, okay, so one thing I was kind of confused about, I kind of had like a, Lucci, he now has awakened powers too. So now he's like almost on par with Gear 5. Why is this? I didn't think that he was a good opponent, but then like
for
you don't
Luffy?
Really.
Well, I mean, back in Water 7?
Back in Water 7.
I mean, yeah, that was probably one of Luffy's toughest opponents at that time.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just thinking, okay, since he was beat, I didn't think that, okay. But then that's my fault for thinking.
I would
that.
Put it to you like only because Kaido was also a Logia, I think, is the type of fruit that they are.
No, he's a Zoan type.
Is it the Zoan type?
The Logia is like Ace.
Okay, Zoan type. Right. Especially the mythical Zoan types.
Yeah.
They have that awakened state. And Kaido, in his awakened state, was toe for toe.
Yeah.
With Gear 5 Luffy.
It's not even confirmed that Kaido was awakened.
That is true.
Like, you would think, because but it's not. And then, what kind of backs that up for me is what Dr. Vegapunk says, is that in most cases, when a Zoan fully awakens, they lose themselves. Mm-hmm. They like turn into the thing that they're supposed to be.
He did say that concerning like almost like the mink people. You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, he was saying for any Zoan. So Lucci, Luffy, like their Zoan. Most Zoans, when they awaken, they lose themselves. And so he was it's impressive that they're able to do this right now.
Yeah, and then too, the fact that Lucci, he literally had clouds just like Gear 5.
Yeah.
That's why I'm just like, man, come on.
That was a little much.
Well, I mean, because when you come to see, come meet the Gorosei, dog.
Yeah.
They all got, like, it's this kind of the thing that you get with your devil.
Maybe once you get to that certain
level. Yeah.
That's what it is. I can't wait for this hiatus to end.
For real, dog.
Ready for One Piece.
They're in the middle straight heat.
And then just, man. This pause has been
It's been forever. It has.
It feels like it's been way longer. I keep looking for them that new chapter.
For real, it's kind of glancing. I guess he's really taking that break, man. It's been
3 weeks.
It feels longer than 3 weeks.
No, it's only been like 2.
It feels like 4 or 5.
Yeah, no, it does, but it was like end of March. So yeah, it's only been like 2 weeks.
Yeah, because it was like a week. Well, it was like a week after we found out the news from Toriyama.
Mm-hmm. And that happened in the beginning of March.
Yeah, because he officially died on March 1st. But then like a week later, it came out.
It wasn't until like March 9th, March 10th, yeah, when it was released. So, yeah, we ain't going to see until at least maybe next week.
Yeah, or May 1st. Which is next week. No, it's 2 weeks from now.
What?
May 1st.
It's 2 weeks from today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. But that'll be all right, though. And then I keep hearing that, you know, another Super Chapter is coming out. So
another Super Chapter?
Yeah, like Dragon Ball Super.
Oh.
Yeah, I heard like they are coming back off of the hiatus.
Yeah,
so
actually, I did hear that, too. I heard that they were supposed to be coming out in May.
So
April or May. So.
Yeah, so we'll see. I'm hoping so. Sell without his mask.
Yep, it says off-duty sell. They childish for that shit.
That's kind of comedy.
But what else is in that episode, man?
What isn't in that episode? It's just fire. It starts off everything that we are currently going on with in the manga.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to have to start slowing down the anime again because we're starting to catch up to the manga.
Yeah, we're definitely getting there. debating Egghead, but we're getting pretty close.
I'm yeah, there is quite a bit in Egghead, but it's like I'm thinking back to it over this last year, and I don't know.
Cause we still got Kid versus Shanks.
Yeah, that is still has to happen.
We still got freaking Garp and.
That whole thing does still happen island, because they break off. And then we have all of Kuma's backstory that we have to go through. And then, okay, so they'll probably.
It's a little bit of stuff, but yeah, it is. I feel
like they're going to have to slow it up, though, because like.
You can anime a lot more than the manga chapter coming out. Mm-hmm. It is nice that, because for the manga, it comes out every full when it's not on hiatus, it's 2 weeks.
Give or take.
Yeah, so it's like, it's pretty. Progressive, you know, it does. They do make it, but there's a lot to go over. Yeah, but you know, it's just funny. My boy Lucci was like, "Okay, what I wish that they did was that I wish that Lucci were the transform first,
yes,
and then as Luffy, double like, hey, what's that poster about or whatever?
Yeah, you know what hell I mean? Yeah.
And then going like that because hell it's like yeah. I get it. We already knew what Gear 5 looked like because from Wano, so mm-hmm. like we haven't seen technically haven't seen the awakened Lucci yet, but the Gear 5 transformation is just it's just better than Lucci. I think Lucci's is hard. Lucci was hard. I ain't gonna lie, but
it was cool. But I mean, so what got me so hype about that episode, man? I had to tell you when Luffy because it was a standoff. He was like. What you do to this little robot girl? You little bitch? He was like, yeah, I did it. So what, nigga? What about that fucking fake-ass poster? Well, then Luffy was like, oh, you curious about that, huh? So then he was like, all right. So then he starts.
Okay. Hold on, everybody. All
right, let's.
Fresh cut.
Real quick.
God, get the fuck out of this nigga's ass.
Hey, what are friends for?
Hey, any reason to whoop a nigga's ass. Yeah. Is it your birthday? We whoop. Speaking of which.
Yeah, it's almost our birthday.
Hey.
Yeah, what you want for your birthday?
Yeah, what do y'all doing? Yeah. I don't give a fuck what y'all mine's want. Y'all too old.
Mine's on a Monday, so like.
Yeah, mine's on a Wednesday, too.
What y'all got planned?
What, 24th and 29th, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
So.
Say work?
Yeah, I'll say work.
So what? What are we doing on the 27th, then?
I got a football game.
Bitch. Otherwise, we lost like 10 years. Like.
Oh, God, dude. I was like, yo, I look younger.
Like, yeah, man, hey, man, the power of a fresh cut.
Right.
Power of a fresh cut, dog.
Yeah, but yeah, I got a football game that day.
So. Okay, so.
The 27th, that's a Saturday.
Yeah.
And then I'm getting lit after the game at the, because we're playing at this bar called the Icky Nickel. And then afterwards, we're we're getting lit after we win. So.
The bar's got a football field?
It's
where the hell is this?
What's this called?
Yeah. Anyways, back to that One Piece.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'll talk about
because that 1100 episode. It was 2 weeks ago. Was fire.
Bro, fire. And then I didn't even watch last week. I was just like
I turned it on, but then I just skimmed through it because I wanted to see what happened next time. Mm-hmm. You know.
Obviously, I'm not caught up. Obviously, I don't know that. But, yeah. I saw a clip about what was his name. Lucci and Luffy when they were fighting, he was like, show me what that bounty's about.
Bro. Oh, man.
Bro,
dude. Okay,
literally
so
what we were just talking
that?
About.
Yeah, I'll, yeah.
So you saw that fight.
Yeah,
it's hard to avoid
fight.
This
okay, so
these
yeah,
days,
that, that's,
I mean,
that's
yeah, at this point.
Okay.
It's,
that shit was hard as fuck.
Like, show me what that bounty's about. He's like, oh, you want to know?
Hey, snap. He was there. Hey, Lucci's face. Told it all. He was like, oh,
shit. Yeah, he smirked at first. Like, he had that shit. He was like, oh, yeah, let's go. I'm about this. Okay, you might be a challenge. And then.
Well, yeah, literally, he was like, oh, my. This is what they've been talking. This is why you're an emperor?
Fuck.
I was like, oh, man.
Hey,
okay.
that was the ultimate fuck.
I feel like that was the peak of the episode, right?
Yeah, now. But honestly, I mean, when it gets down to it, like, Lucci was hard, but he stands no chance.
No chance. No.
He
no.
stands no chance.
None whatsoever. No. Luffy's playing with him.
Yeah, he's literally playing.
Especially when
him.
You get to the Korosei and, like, you just see how that's going. Bro, he was toying with him.
Which honestly kind of, to me, it speaks on Kaido, bro.
It does.
Kaido, full
Kaido
strength, right off the bat.
I'll tell you this. Can I say this?
Yeah.
All right. Kaido pretty much. Okay. So technically, correct me if I'm wrong, which I know you guys will, but I honestly do believe Kaido has beaten Gear 5. And then he had to regain himself.
He did.
Off got beat. You know what I'm saying? In Gear 5.
He did.
Actually, no, that's true. He got knocked out of Gear 5.
He did get knocked.
That's what I'm saying. Kaido's that dog.
You know what I'm saying?
He's that dog.
Like, Kaido knocked him out of every gear that he was in.
Yeah.
Every single one. You know what I'm saying?
At least 5 to 6 times he's knocked him out. Dog.
Without fail.
During that one fight.
During that one.
You talking about when he first got there too? That was another knockout.
First try. You know what I'm saying? It didn't. Oh, all right, Luffy. We need a rematch real quick. He was like, "No, we gonna settle. We gonna figure this shit out right now."
Yeah. And old boy fought the whole island.
Yeah.
All night.
While carrying an island.
All night.
You know what I'm saying?
Wait, carrying an island? God damn.
While carrying an island.
Yeah, he has this.
The entire time. He fought everybody. Look, he fought literally everybody on that island, including his ally.
Yeah. The other emperor. And carried the island.
He fought everybody. That's what I'm just like, look.
Yeah, and then now you said, I don't even think, Ant beat that nigga Gear 5.
Yes.
That just says, that proves how fucking indestructible Kaido was.
Yeah.
And how strong Luffy is.
Yeah.
Because for both of these, it's a double sword.
Yeah.
At that instant. Because, like, you're so strong that you're able to take out this one person who just is supposed to be a god.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
It makes sense, though. I mean, he said the only person that's going to beat me is Joy Boy.
Yeah.
Hey. Heard the drums. It was like, I guess it's my time.
I called this shit.
Like, I'll come in now.
That's what he said.
And then, you know, nobody else has messed with Wano ever since he got there. They was like, oh, no, that nigga Kaido's there. Can't.
That's not an option, bro.
Yeah, you hear
even Green. The world government was like,
yeah, literally.
No.
We can't. We can't do it. That's why even that dude Green Bull was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to pull up now. Kaido's gone.
Kaido's gone, nigga. What y'all going to do?
Yeah, now Kaido's gone, y'all ain't shit.
Right. Big dog done left the house.
I don't know. I guess it is over for Kaido and Big Mom.
They're dead.
You know.
I gotta see. I don't know if they're dead, but it's definitely over.
I gotta see their bodies.
The only thing is because, like, don't nobody be dying in One Piece, man. Like, I guess not.
They're dead.
Well, the only reason I would agree with
Ace did.
I mean, yeah.
They burnt him off, literally.
Literally.
Yeah, but
they burnt the fire out.
Yeah. Well, it sucks for him.
The only reason I would think that Big Mom might still be alive, I don't know about Kaido, but Big Mom, is because of Nami's cloud. Zeus.
Actually, yeah, that's a good point.
That's what I'm saying, because he's because, got like, part of her spirit in her.
Right. If that's... And all of her other, like... Maybe she's not alive in the same form, but, like, I feel like all of the powers would have gone away.
The only reason why I think they would be dead is nobody came to save them from drowning in the ocean.
They didn't drown in the ocean. True. They drowned in lava.
Yeah, they went into lava. So I think.
Oh, Kaido's not dying from that.
Yeah,
you see, that's what I'm saying. Kaido's not dying.
See his final.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he's not dying from that lava. Yeah, he's cool.
Hot that was.
Yeah,
but like he also just fell in and sunk down to the bottom.
That's true.
So I mean, at the end of the day, nigga still needs to breathe. So, like, these aren't extra. We're not in Dragon Ball. These motherfuckers ain't jumping out of space and fighting.
I mean, they're definitely not jumping in space.
They're not there.
They're definitely not jumping in space. Like, even Goku can't breathe in space.
Yeah, Goku can't breathe in space.
He doesn't need to.
But wait. No, wait. In the Battle of Gods, doesn't he go into space?
Yeah, he does.
It's like a deal because he's, like, right on the atmosphere.
I'm pretty sure they're in space.
Yeah, they're talking.
He's right in the atmosphere. He can't breathe in the space, though.
That's wild.
It's one of the things.
I feel like when he's in God form, he doesn't necessarily.
But at the same time,
remember he got out of God form and they were talking. I thought they were in space when they were talking.
See, yeah, they were talking.
Yeah, but I mean,
he was like, "You've been out of that form for a while." Like,
right, Ralph? Would you get past in that atmosphere?
They were out of the atmosphere. They were out of that. They were fighting in space.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
that's not the sky.
The sky space thing.
I know.
That's the space.
That's space, nigga. That's out of the atmosphere. Like, what? No clouds up there. It was pitch black.
You have to go back and listen to the episode. Or did you listen to that episode?
Did you listen to that episode?
Yeah. You have to go back and listen to that episode.
That shit was so funny. Yeah, no. Me and Rashawn were like, what?
Spotify, man. Oh, man. I still stand on my belief. Okay, that's all I'm saying. Nigga, we can bring that shit back up. I don't give a fuck.
You're not on Earth? Like, no, yeah. You are on Earth.
Yeah. Wait. Well, I will say this. There is kind of like a sky space. Because think about it. Remember the Red Bull guy?
All right. So we're doing this again.
Come on now.
So, all right. What is your opinion on this? Because this nigga wasn't here for this. Sky Pia, would you consider that a part of Earth? Or would you consider that out of space?
100% part of Earth.
Thank you. Okay, so thank you.
Why? Why?
Because, number one, they're on clouds. Like, that's literally part of Earth's, what makes Earth. Like, that's precipitation coming up because clouds are nothing but air and water. Like, that's the whole
mix. Okay, so they're air and water, but that's the sky. Yeah. That's not the Earth. The Earth is the ball that we're standing on.
Okay, so part of this planet.
It would be a part of our atmosphere.
Yeah, our atmosphere.
But I would consider it the portion of space that you're referring to.
So like just above
inner space, not outer space.
Before you get into the, because I, yeah. So then I could see that being that. Mm. But in the world of One Piece, of course, it's still so much brighter. But if you're going to be that high up, it's going to be a lot darker. You know what I mean?
See, now, but then that's...
We're getting into a vacuum.
Now, we're drawing once aspects.
In the atmosphere, that dome that surrounds Earth...
I don't consider that a part of Earth. That's a part of our atmosphere.
Look, when the aliens are driving and they look on the GPS and be like, what? It says Earth.
It says Earth. Now pause. When the aliens are driving and they'll see the junk field, they'll be like, oh, that's that Earth shit right there.
Hey, you hear that? That's that Earth shit.
That's that Earth shit, nigga. We got to stay away from here. But
that's funny.
This is what the whole argument came out. Yeah. In the play.
Because I was just like, you know, One Piece, like, I love One Piece. And, like, they're super strong for the verse and the powers are awesome. Mm-hmm. But I can't call them planetary until they do things or have a planetary to outer space feat.
And then I brought up that Enel is, and this is canon, 100% canon, has gone to the moon. After his fight with Luffy, he went to the moon
to go find the endless verse.
Took over the moon, and now he's a part of the moon people. And then there's space pirates, 100% canon. Still,
so
this is
100%. They are now galactic.
Well, okay.
The moment you leave this rock, you know what I'm saying?
But then hold up, time out, because you went to my exact point. Mm-hmm. The moment you leave this rock, how far up? How far up do you get to where,
because this rock is what's providing that which we can breathe.
When gravity is no longer there.
Then being on the moon isn't considered in space, from what you all just said.
No, there's no gravity on the moon.
Yes, there is. Well, one. There, and two, little. Hold up. The gravity that the moon gets is from the Earth, because the moon is stuck in orbit of the Earth.
Yeah, when you're on the moon, you're on the moon. You're not in. I get
you're starting to understand what I'm saying.
This is not that complicated. This is not that complicated. The moon is in outer space. It is not on Earth.
It's not. It's in outer space.
It's in outer space. Like, it's
across space. You know what I'm saying?
But it's in Earth's gravitational pool, but it's not on Earth's gravitation. Like, when you're on the moon, you don't have the same gravitational level as you are on Earth.
Yeah, you're on the moon.
The moon is the moon. Like, and that's why when Enel goes to the moon, he is in outer space. But until he destroys that moon, or until somebody else destroys that moon, bigger,
they're not planetary yet. Still, I'll tell you what. We'll still agree on that, but it's not what we're arguing right now, Rashawn.
Oh, no. The moon is in outer space. The clouds are on Earth.
Clouds are off of Earth. They're not on Earth, though.
They're surrounding Earth. The cloud is on Earth,
but in Earth's atmosphere.
I mean, fog is, I guess, the cloud that's on Earth. But you see, Jamal, I can see it.
No,
I can
bro.
See the wheels. It's not turning that way.
No, bro.
You got space pirates. Where are all these space pirates coming from?
I don't know. These are all cover stories.
I would just say they was probably originally on the moon. But yeah, like you said, Enel does go to the moon. And that's the thing, like, they need to do instead of having these super long-ass
dragged out episodes or like those filler episodes, why don't you just make a like an episode of the cover stories? Mm-hmm. Like a lot of you could be knowing what's going on. Like a lot of people don't even know Nell's on the moon.
Yeah, there's a lot of lore that goes on in those cover stories.
You see that in the whole introduction of the One Piece.
The introduction of One Piece is just straight spoilers of the episode.
Yeah, of the what's coming, what's to come.
I mean, yeah,
the only way that you're going to see what's on those is by watching or reading the manga.
Yeah, the manga.
The only reason why I would kind of hint to that is because they do have a scene in there where it kind of makes it look like somebody is getting Starside. Although they are going over an admiral, I kind of assume that at some point somebody's going to be in space. Wait, that's what I assume.
What
This is in the intro of One Piece. You know how like they're kind of like, I guess, going
over there. Oh, yeah, when that star is going over there.
Yeah. So I kind of just kind of allude at some point, okay, well, we got a night sky, the stars, something's going to happen with that. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, because that's what they do in almost every anime. It's, if you watch the intro, some of what's going on within the entire season is in the intro. You know what I'm saying? Like, they hint to everything. You know,
like then, you talk about like in the
opening. In the opening, like, opening theme song. You know what I'm saying? Like they put in pretty much what you can expect.
It's like this person's gonna this person's gonna be going through this. So
I mean,
shape or form or fashion.
Like console level, and like,
you just think of it as like an extremely cool fighting scene. Oh, yeah. But this is just for the intro. No,
that's
like,
not happen.
That's a villain somewhere here in this story.
Like I said, like Solo Leveling, when he's fighting Igris, like that's in the title sequence.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, certainly. But some of them, man, like, you know, how they'd be doing it different and be like, why didn't you just incorporate that in the episode? Because that'd be like some Naruto intros like that, and they'd be banging in the freaking intro and be like, bro, like, why wasn't that just in the fight, dog?
Why wasn't that the fight?
Yeah. Actually, this was actually better than the fight,
dog. Literally. Yeah, they'd be on that.
You'd be watching the whole last series trying to look for that one fight. Like, that one fight in the opener, and you never see it. It's only in the opener. They only allude to it. Do you remember that one time you fought the demon? No, bitch! I don't remember that one time you fought the demon.
Show me,
bitch! That's the whole reason I'm watching this shit.
You guys can do flashbacks.
Please do.
So, yeah, but I did want to touch on that last week. Or a 2 week episode was fire.
That was banger. I wasn't even gonna lie.
I did watch it last week. That's probably why I watched it the week of and the week after too. So I was just like, probably why I keep referencing it like that.
Yeah, I didn't watch. I've honestly been lacking on my anime.
I mean, you just got a little Trunkun.
So. Yeah,
you got Trunkun and you didn't come with the anime.
I went full Japanese, brothers. I've been role-playing my Japanese farmer. And shit's been real. So,
What's up, though.
I don't know, but the new episode that just came out of One Piece just looked really dumb. So I was like, I'm not going to watch
this. I've already seen everything. So. Actually, I would say this past week, because I just started watching some of the different ones throughout the week, because I didn't catch them all on the weekend, but a lot of them was recaps. A lot of those recaps, like that last week episode of One Piece, and then MHJ season 7 is happening. But
that's not until like May, ain't it?
I'm gonna say yes, because right now it says season 7 and it has two episodes on there, but they're both recap episodes.
Oh,
but but the thing that I think they're gonna do with it is that because the way that it did, it was recapping the seasons, but on episode 1, it did the throwback to season 1 intro, like the very first intro, and then that second episode had season 2 intro, and then like they do have different stuff in there alluding to it. Like it starts off with the first episode with him talking to the vestiges of All for One or One for All, and then it kind of goes over that, and then it goes into the flashback. But I mean, each of the episodes, they are different going through the episodes. So I wonder if they're going to do, I guess, up to 6. They could do up to 6 because they got 6 seasons, and then play the episode. But hopefully, it's not going to be that long.
Sidebar: did you guys know that you cannot take any screenshots on Crunchyroll?
Yeah.
It just comes up a little black screen.
All black.
Yep.
And I tell you what, exactly what the fuck they was doing.
Well, I mean, I'll tell you, I would have to say it started probably when TikTok happened, because you used to be able to screen record it.
Yeah.
On all of them. Yeah, and all of them used to be able to do that, but, you know, everybody's making them edits and stuff like that. And people, when you get a certain amount of likes and stuff, you're getting paid. And then, you know, these people wanted to really start getting their money because like this is our content, and yeah. they were doing that with cosplayers too, because a lot of people Damn. Were modeling do cosplay and making bank because some of them are fired, dog.
Yeah,
especially
yeah.
the female models that be cosplaying, yeah. they be making money, but like that's our character. Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, we need
that. Yeah, we yeah. need yeah we need that. That's our character.
That's funny.
So
that's funny, dude. Nigga, do this shit.
Hey, but
when was NebraskaCon? When did we go last year?
June, July? It had to been June, July. I didn't think it was May. Was it? Or was it August?
Yeah, I thought it was at the end of the year.
It was towards the end of the year? Oh, okay. Sure. Okay.
Towards the end? It was still warm outside.
Yeah. You know, it was
so I guess August, September. Yep, September. Maybe you're right. September. I think so.
September? Okay. All right. We got it.
Yeah.
Well, we go to a different one.
Yeah.
Well, I just figured we'd go to that one because, I mean, we live here.
I mean, that's fair, but Kansas is only 3 hours.
Yeah, that's fair. And maybe,
no, I'm down for that.
They were having one time I went out there. But, it was one time I went to IKEA with Durfee.
Yeah.
I didn't go to it, but everybody's walking around.
You're like, damn.
Yeah, I was hiding there.
That's where it's at.
Yeah.
Hold up. Nebraska Anime Con. What was it called?
I really want to go to DreamCon, but they're having theirs, like, June.
Yeah, if it's the same weekend as last year, they did July 4th weekend.
Or July,
last
year. Yeah. I ain't going to be able to really swing that this year.
Maybe I will.
The asshole.
Like, I mean, Gen Con is not that crazy, way.
No, it ain't. It's just.
Oh, yeah, it's not till October. October 18th through the 20th.
It was warm out last time. Yeah, it wasn't that late last year. That's crazy.
They could switch it around, though. It's just how it
works. I just figured it'd be kind of around the same time every year, you know?
Be nice.
Yeah, so I watched the first two episodes of Classroom of the Elite.
Oh man, that's crazy! Cause I just finished season 3, and that shit was fire, dog. He's like, "Where are you coming from?" I'm not there. So he come. That dude, Ayana Koji, is a dog. He is a dog.
Maybe you just start slow, cause I remember y'all talking about that, and I was like, "This is not what's up for me." Like,
I mean, it is on a slice of life sightings, but it's more of like. Just, I guess, the tactics of how to get ahead, because the whole objective is for them to, you know, they start off in Class D.
Yeah.
So the lowest of the lowest.
And they're supposed to work their way. Like, they get all that money and they're supposed to work their way. I like that part because that was funny. But.
Yeah, and you saw how they spent all that shit because they were stupid. Yeah. But you see the few that was like, we kept our money.
Yeah. So like,
but everything that you know, because everything that you do in there is like it's based off of your actions and your, I guess, your merit, your morals and stuff like that. So you got kind of like overcome and achieve, and it's not really homework, but you know they go in and they do all these different exams or tests in order to try to level up so that the whole class can move from Class D to Class A, because you could move classes based off of your merit.
Yeah. Shit.
I don't know. It's kind of hard. And then, like, every time, like, they do a test and, like, the person who does the least or the worst, they just get expelled. Like, you get knocked off. So, it's just, like, everybody, like, it just happens throughout the...
Yeah, I might just need to keep watching it.
But it's just, like, that dude, Ayana Koji, he's a dog. He's a dog, bro.
He's a
dog.
May 24th in Texas, or in Kansas, Overland Park, Kansas. There's one.
Anime Con.
There's one.
And... Overland, that's like 3 hours away.
Yeah, it's not very far. It's pretty much Kansas City. There's one on the 22nd, 23rd of June. There's Colorado on the 4th of July. There's going to be one on July 20th in Joplin, Missouri. That's not that far.
Yeah, ain't that far.
He's old enough.
I mean, he'd be if it was just snacks that he had to feed the baby, he'd be good.
See, I know where those are.
There's one.
Yeah, he knows where they are, how to get them, and how to open them.
On August 11th in Tokyo, Japan.
I wish.
No.
Oh,
Tokyo, Japan 2025. That's more realistic.
2025 is a lot more realistic than 2024.
Aurora, Colorado.
I mean, shit, they can come to Japan with them.
Yeah.
Bring everybody.
I'll just get a babysitter. But yeah, no, I would say keep giving it I would say at least a 4-episode rule, quarter.
I did because I felt like it had potential, so it just probably is just starting slow because
he's definitely
obviously you're saying it's fire, and I'm just like
he's definitely one of the I would say he's like a top main character. Like
You guys want to talk about shit that's going slow right now? Fucking jobless reincarnation.
Yeah. Yeah, I only watched the first episode. I know they're getting ready for that wedding.
Man, dude, this is so slow. Like, I just
need to watch it, right now. It did take a turn. I'm not on the manga for that, but it did take a turn for where I was expecting it to go. But I'm hoping they get this over with fairly quickly and then get back to where we need to be at. Like, bro, like, you need to focus up. Shit's happening out here. Right. Shit's happening. Yeah, like, you need to focus up, dog. Like,
same with that time I got reincarnated as a slime.
I was actually watching that yesterday. It's a little slow. It is a little slow, but I did enjoy it, though. That's actually one of the ones based off of the intro. It looked like they were banging in the intro, so I was like, all right, you know, let's see where it goes. But it started off a little slow.
It's world building.
Yeah, exactly. World building. God, I do Rimuru. He's getting the plot. He's getting the territory. he's out here. He's
on top of it.
Plot is the strongest power.
Some new facts.
Yeah, he's got, like, if I had to get isekai to a world, it'd probably be his.
Speaking of isekais, there's a couple new ones out.
Yeah.
Re-Monster.
I haven't seen
it. Fantastic so far. We're 3 episodes in. I'm loving it. I was reincarnated as the 7th prince. And now I want to, you know, take my time to learn my magical abilities.
Those names are ridiculous.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. So fucking long. But that one's pretty fucking fire.
Give you a whole paragraph for a name.
Bro, chilling in another world with a level 2 power. Overpowered level 2 superpower. I don't know what the fuck it is. Also, pretty decent so far. And those ones are all new. Konosuba.
Oh yeah,
that's Konosuba is out again in my nigga. This shit is fire. Oh, this shit is fire.
I say it's definitely all right. It's on the queue.
Love that show. It's so funny. I want to wait for it to be dubbed though, because that's so much better in dub. I just watched the movie today.
Bitches.
Hey man, bro. Hey man, he might not be that powerful, but
he's the ultimate backbender.
He's getting it.
I mean,
yeah. So that one's definitely on the list. But I've been kind of, I just been more trying to go through the last season because the dub's been hitting for me just based off my schedule. Like I just watched, you know, some dubs while I, you know, do some stuff, have an earbud and move around, then it kind of helps. But yeah, the ones that are, because right now from this season, that Kaiju number 8,
yeah,
is that I was like, let me check this out.
Have you seen that yet?
Yeah,
because I keep seeing like time countdown on that.
Yeah, I was like, to be real, I don't like when they do that.
Right,
because it's like this. The nice thing about anime is like, let me come to see how fire it is. You know what I mean? Don't be like, you're going to promote this. And then like when the anime awards come out, be like, oh, Kaiju number 8 won. And be like, oh yeah, is it because you promoted it so fucking hard?
Right. You know? I've been seeing it everywhere.
You know what I mean? Like, so it's like,
let me figure out if I want to watch
it. You know what I mean? Like, let me just kind of like, if it's hard, it's hard. But like you yourself are like, watch this. You know what I mean? Rather than just having it on your catalog. You know what I mean? People will talk. If it's fire, it's fire. Yep. But it was like, you're like honing in on it. And it's like, I don't really like that.
I haven't watched it just because I keep seeing shit about it. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, bro.
Watch this now. It's too much.
Yeah, you're getting pop-ups when you get on the Crunchyroll. Like, Kaiju number 8 manga. And it's like,
I mean, they did that with Solo Leveling. It was fire.
It was fire. I don't think it was that bad with Solo Leveling, though. I feel like this kaiju was pushed.
Pretty bad with Solo Leveling before it came out. Like, there was commercials.
I remember that a little bit. There was
a whole countdown about it. And, like, I saw, like, a whole bunch of shit about it before it came out. And it was only 13 episodes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, they did all that for 13 episodes.
Because I know they did that for Demon Slayer as well. But yeah, it was fire. Yeah, it was fire.
When is Demon Slayer? May.
May, yeah.
They better bring the heat, too.
Yeah. Because I know they're doing that with the movies, but that makes sense, though. Promoting the movie like that with all those pop-ups and shit on Crunchyroll. Like, that makes sense. And plus, like, Demon Slayer's already kind of made its, like,
base.
Yeah, it's already made its headway from season 1. So it's like, you know, that's popular. But this Kaiju number 8, man. But the episode was nice. It was nice. Good animation. It's going to have good action. You know what I mean? Like, you can see it's all there, but it's just too much promoting for me.
Mm, that's interesting. That's a good way to put it. It's like you can shove shit down someone's throat. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
Yeah. Yep.
They're leading to water, all right.
Yeah, I think, and it's like, for me, the best thing like about an anime is like when you come across it and it's just like,
I found out. Yeah, it's like a hidden gem. It was like, oh my god, this is fire! I didn't even have no.
Holy shit! Yeah,
you know, kind of looked at it. Let me take a peek. All right, let me see what this is about. And it was like, it's fire.
Looking at it's called Black Butler.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I actually haven't taken the time to watch that.
I watched like the first season of that one.
Did you see? It's a new season of it. So I'm like, this looks like it's about to be
Black
fire.
Yeah.
Hey.
It looks it's like nice. It's fire. It's I don't. Nice. I saw like one thing about. I was like, this motherfucker is a beast. Okay, hold up.
You gonna go back and watch the old shit?
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna start season one because I haven't seen it, it's on season two. Season two is out right now, so
I might want to watch season one because I watched season one back in like 2017.
See, I love it when they recommend. A show, and then you look at it and has a first season, you're like, shit. Because you know it's fire if there's a second season. There's no way it got through that true. First season without, like, you know. And if the first season was, like, years ago, it's good. Because that means it's caught traction, and it's been so good that they needed to come back. So
yeah, which I'd be like, why are you be waiting so long for that? Right. You know what I mean? Like
Attack on Titan, they're trying to be the next one.
Dog, yeah, Attack on Titan, they made niggas wait.
Yo, yeah, because I saw that meme been out about for a minute, dog.
If you see your kid trying to watch Attack on Titan season 1 to 2, I'm stopping that shit. You got to wait 4 or 5 years, nigga.
He got to suffer.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like Endgame, bro. Like, he gotta suffer.
You gonna have to sit here and watch.
You gotta wait like 10 years, that bro. So
for real, I'm gonna make you watch One Piece episode by week by week. We're gonna have break weeks too.
It's like, oh, there's a break here for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
We gonna wait. You gonna have to watch some Dragon Ball or something else now, nigga, because I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. Oh, you gonna have to watch
all that? But they have a whole lot of fire ass anime out now. Back then in the day, I remember when you stumbled upon that gym, and then you binge watched that shit.
Man,
you didn't know the whole genre, the whole plethora, where the Oasis at, and then you finish up that whole series, and it's just like, what the fuck now?
Mm-hmm.
Or it was even worse when you was on YouTube watching it. Dude. And you was missing episodes, and you didn't even know.
Okay, so
you didn't even know you was missing them episodes. Tiny
little, laptops we used to have.
Man,
we was back 1127 something on 36th Street.
You know what I'm saying?
Sitting upstairs in the bedroom.
Back in the day.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when internet was very scratchy, we had to go to somebody like fucking hotspot.
This nigga said scratchy. Shit was
never guaranteed.
No,
man.
It was like, as soon as that Linksys password.
Yeah. That shit you had. That shit you had.
We had an angle in like a quarter.
Literally. Listen to the truck and shit, honk that horn and whatnot. Yup, that was back then. We were struggle bussing.
I remember going to the corner of my street. Like,
yep.
I was like, yo.
We came a long way. Sorry, yeah. I had to rewatch that.
Nah, that's...
That fight.
That's...
That's what that was.
This nigga just went back. Yeah. I had to rewatch that.
I had to go back and rewatch
that.
This
nigga did go quiet for a minute.
I did. That shit was fire, dude. I mean, it's just amazing to see how far One Piece has come.
Yeah.
You ain't rewatched the Luffy and...
I did. Right here, right now. Just now. I just ended that shit. Yep.
I was 100%. Trying to figure out what fight you was talking about.
Yeah, dude, like, I mean, because we talked... That shit was so hot, man. It's just like, dude.
Damn.
I remember episode one.
You know your episode is fire when you make a nigga stop the podcast to just rewatch the fight.
Rewatch it on the spot, dude. Like, man. And see, people who are just like, oh, One Piece is so fucking weird. I can't get into it. It's just like, you never give it a chance.
No, see.
Hold on now.
When I first saw it, I was like, yo, that animation is not hitting.
It's literally why I didn't watch it for like 10 years, dog. But hey, eventually you come around. You don't lie.
I mean, that's
true. One Piece is hot. One Piece is fire. One Piece is fire. What's up?
Drew's not letting me look at it because I got to update my Crunchyroll on my phone, but I had to update my entire phone.
You had to update your entire phone?
Yeah, because it says the next version is only compatible with the iOS 16, and I have not done that yet.
Damn. I'm going to have to check my control.
Because I just be watching it on my PlayStation. That's how I'll be watching it.
I was just on a Crunchyroll. Wait, what'd you say? Your shit's not compatible with your phone?
Not right now.
You gotta update his phone.
I gotta update my phone.
Oh, that's...
To update the app.
Wow.
Damn.
No, I don't have any issues. I literally just got done watching
a whole
fight. You know what I'm saying? Like,
we over here.
What you trying to watch?
Right.
What you doing?
I got an old phone.
Once again, I got what you mean.
But, yep. So, some good ones. And then another one I guess I'm kind of watching too is... So what I had finished here recently was that Classroom of the Elite season 3. I had to go through that, and then Standing on a Million Lies, the second half, because I had to wait for that to build up too. And that one's actually that one's pretty good. So I recommend that as well. They actually get into more like the morality aspect, because they have to go back into the game isekai every time. Like, they go there, they do a mission, an adventure, and then they come back, and they come back for like a day or two. And every time they do a mission, they gain another hero for the party. So when they go back to the real world, somebody else has, like, they got to go back into the game next time with them. And it's like they get up to like 6 people. And so every time they do a mission, they go back for like 2 or 3 days. And then when they go back, it's like 15, 16 years later from when they last did their mission. So the people that they did the adventure with or whatever, they like, whatever kids they were around, they like grow up and stuff. Or whoever was adults around, they like die and stuff because so much time has passed. And each time they go back, you know, they just like, you know, this is like the people of the world is like, oh my God, like this is, you know, that was like the greatest experience of my life, being able to travel with you, the heroes and stuff like that. And then, you know, they just take it like, well, we were here for like a couple minutes, dog, or like just for a little bit, like not that much time has passed me, like it's whatever. And then, you know, and then some of the people are just like, you know, like when they first get in, they don't even care about the lives. They just treat it as a game. But it's like over time, it's like, no, these are real people.
What is this called?
Standing on a Million Lives.
Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, I just finished the second half the other day because the dub was out.
Let me ask y'all this. Have you guys seen The Irregular at Magic High School?
I've seen season 1, but they got season 2 out there now, huh?
Yeah. well, it's pretty much, for y'all who don't know, it's pretty much damn near the exact same as High School of the Elite. You know, they kind of like, there's a whole lot of similarities. You know, it's a magic high school. They use weapons here. You know, and the weapons are, I guess, based off of, like, their magical essence. But, of course, you have the students who stand out, and there's one guy who's the irregular because he's, like, genius level. You know, very skilled at what he does. Kind of like the same as High School of the Elite. So, I mean, I kind of just figured it's been a while since I was scrolling through Crunchyroll. And then I came across this. I was just like,
that dude,
I
ain't a coach,
it's been a minute since I last seen that.
New seasons right now, I think.
Mm.
They've brought out a lot of new seasons of stuff that
yeah, a lot of returning.
Yeah, series.
This spring or even like just this year, I feel like is the return of shows. I'm
hoping Solo Leveling comes out again later in the year.
They said it's supposed to come out later in the year.
See, so that would be
nice.
Fire! I'd love to see the second half of that because I feel like it's just like
I guess he like, just broke I it saw up. Like something like it's kind of a spoiler. Like, but, like, you know how he has that necromancer power?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he gets, like, a bunch of different ones, like, like that he can use. Like, I don't
different
know.
People along the way besides Icarus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd love to see how powerful he gets. Or I'd love to see, like, where he'd be considered now. Like, is he A rank yet?
I have to imagine, like, when we get to see him.
I don't know,
because
he still said that A rank dude would. Like, fuck him
yeah,
up.
Yeah, but that was before Icarus. That nigga Icarus came out and the game changed.
Icarus was definitely an A rank.
Yeah, because he was even leveling up before he even fought
got
Icarus.
To Icarus.
Yeah,
right.
And then he got in there and then he got
Icarus
his ass
literally.
Beat. He got his ass beat. Hey, he definitely had to get some mad points for that. If he's anything like a Saiyan. Hey, if he was a Saiyan, you know how they get stronger every time they get beat up? You would have came out super powerful.
Beat his ass.
I was really like that. For real.
E-Man. Okay.
Like, it was damn. Nice.
And then after that.
With the five.
The five piece combo.
In the air.
Nigga damn. Was air fried. Yeah. Yeah. That dude, Icarus. Pieced him up, dog. Pieced him up.
Damn.
And then after that, too, like. After he beat him, he still had to do that quest, that challenge quest, because he about failed from fighting the dude in the extra quest. He definitely low. He's got to be A rank now. When they come back next time, he's going to be maybe at least low A rank.
I think high A rank. Low S
high rank. A rank, I could definitely see that too. But low, if he's not high S A rank, he's elite.
Low S rank.
I won't say S rank.
I would say low.
I feel like with this
job. S rank's supposed to be like that elite.
Cause that, now, that's like, supposed to be that like, necromancer. I feel like that's gonna give him some kind of like special abilities.
No,
definitely did.
Definitely. He has power of Icarus.
Huh?
Have y'all seen this?
Wait, we were just talking
that's
about that.
Yeah, that's literally what we were just Kaiju talking 8. About.
Yeah, that Kaiju number 8. Yeah, the first
See,
episode.
And now it's not even just him. With what you just mentioned, he's definitely an S rank. because it's two. It's two people.
Well, it's
he
two
has
of them.
Igris's power and his power.
I mean, I can't.
That's a low ranking S rank. Like, that's a clan right there.
I think them together. Yeah, them together. Yeah, could probably jump an S rank.
Bro,
yeah,
100%.
Sure.
Hey, 100%.
But hey, yo, fuck this. Jump him.
Jump this.
From what I've seen.
Hold up. From what I've seen. We're going hands for hands. Igris, throw that sword down. Let's go, nigga. Let's.
From what I've seen, yeah, I can't argue with that.
Fight back, nigga.
Unless they're really that powerful. Unless the X rays are really that powerful.
Apparently, are like, there's something crazy.
They're supposed to be the shit. Like, they're that. They're them. Like, if you're S rank, you're them. It's supposed to be. So, I'm with you. Like, he's definitely have to be stronger than the S rank by the end of this. You know what I mean? He's definitely got to be stronger than the S rank.
He's been solo leveling.
Yeah. But I just wonder where the S ranks really, truly, potentially are.
Bro, when he said that in the fight against that purple haired dude, I laughed a little. I'm not gonna lie.
Family Guy ruined that.
Hey, bro.
They ruined.
Yo, Family Guy got canceled.
What?
You guys hear about that?
Nope.
No, actually, it did, but they've been canceled a few times throughout history.
That's very true.
Last night, but bounce back. You know how? Yeah.
Maybe I don't know, but I was hearing. I saw something that said like their season finale was this last week or whatever, and that they got canceled.
Dang,
they probably went hard on that season finale. Then.
Probably.
Maybe. Shit, I would have.
Something else I was watching too with Seth MacFarlane was the Orville. That's on Hulu. That's pretty good.
I need to watch that because I got Peacock. I need to watch that Ted. Everyone says that shit funny as
fuck. Like, yes, I'm glad you said something.
I can imagine pretty good. Does he like?
Bro, the first couple episodes are hilarious.
You still Ted?
I'm pretty sure you're still Ted.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all. It's not Marky Mark in that one, but
it's like
still Seth MacFarlane though, right?
Yeah,
because like from Will, he obviously can make good shows and that, because the Orville was nice too. I'm not gonna lie, and then. Another one just outside of that, though, kind of want to do an honorable mention of was I've been watching Fallout off of Amazon Prime.
I haven't watched that, but that shit hard.
That shit is pretty hard. That shit is pretty hard. I'm not going to lie. It is pretty hard.
I'll tell you what else is pretty good. Huh. I don't know if y'all got Hulu. Y'all got Hulu?
Yep.
Shogun.
Actually, I've seen it up there, but I haven't watched it.
That shit is hard. I'll tell you what. Have you seen The Last of Us?
I've played the game, but I haven't seen the show.
I got the HBO.
You guys haven't seen The Last of Us yet?
No. I watched like the first episode and that shit went hard, but then I don't have HBO.
Yeah, I don't
have HBO. Well, I'll tell you what. Because Shogun, I'd say, is pretty much as intense as The Last of Us. It's really good.
I can imagine, because The Last of Us was pretty intense. And that's how this Fallout is. It's intense. Definitely gory, but it is intense. Damn. Like, you'd be like,
gory, Invincible.
Oh, man. Yeah. I did have to finish that too. Yeah. Actually, I've been on some shows lately, a little outside of anime, but cause I did have to finish that too, man. That shit was.
He had to take a breath on that.
Yeah. One. Well, first of all, man, like, this dude, Invincible, like, he'd be kind of like, what you doing sometimes,
yeah,
man?
Bro, like,
you need to get in there and actually whoop this nigga.
You do understand you can rip this nigga's head off, right?
Yeah, like, this whole thing happened. You should have been like, killed a nigga. But what a old boy, the brain dude.
Yeah,
had did. I was like, no, dog.
Is there an episode after that? I haven't seen. The last episode I seen was when he.
No, the last episode was he actually started learning more about those books.
Oh,
and actually started reading those.
See, because Alan was in jail with Omni-Man.
Yeah, he was telepathically talking to him. And then... What are you here for?
Hold up. Yeah, for see? Because then I must have seen the last episode, because it keeps just showing Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve bullshit.
Adam and Eve, yeah. Did you watch that?
Yeah.
It shows, like, her, how she got her powers and shit.
Yeah.
It's pretty dope.
Yeah, it's Invincible.
See, I'm not really...
It's crazy, because at the end, it's like, and what hey, Mark what was doing...
show that she mentioned again?
Oh, Fallout?
Yep. All right, there you go.
Off that was on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, I see that.
Based off of the video game, but that show is intense. It's suspenseful.
I've never played the Fallout video game.
Neither have I. Never. I haven't played them either. But that show is intense. It's suspenseful.
Yeah.
I've like, what's it about? Right like, what? I never even.
The world ends. And yeah. It's a nuclear fallout. And yeah. They're just going through.
Yeah, they're just going through it, telling what the show from the show perspective. Yep. It's this lady. It's this this group of people. The Vault people.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And they are like pushed to be the new, you know, saviors of humanity, like to try to make sure like the Earth comes back to what it was and thrive. But they haven't been up to the surface in some odd amount of years, so they don't really know what it's like out there. And so a group of people come and they take there's this group of like bandits, they come in here and they start, or raiders, they come in and they start like fucking shit up in the vault, and they start killing a lot of vault people. And then, you know, they take the leader of the group, and the leader has two kids, and one of them's a girl, one of them's a dude. And the girl is like, you know, I gotta go out there and find her, cause she's the older sister. Like, I gotta go find dad, because, you know, like, they took him. And they're like, don't go out there, it's contaminant, blah blah blah. And then she's like, I gotta do it, I gotta go. But in her mind, she's like, I can handle it, it's whatever. But she don't know what's out there. She don't know what's out there. And so she goes and she embarks on this journey. They let her out. And it's just this thing, because it's like every corner, there's something that you have to watch out for out there when you get to the surface. And then the vault is this like inside conspiracy deal. Like, you're finding out like, why haven't they gone up? What have they been doing this whole time? And like, what do they know and stuff like that? And so it's just on both ends. And it's like at every turn, like, it's something like, you can't trust nobody. But at the end of that, you can't trust nobody.
Hell yeah.
That's pretty much what the game is, too, to be honest. Yeah.
And then they got, you know, different, like, things. Like, different things. They have, like, the knights. They have the vault people. They have, like, ghouls and stuff out there. And then they even have fucking zombies in the bitch. Like,
it's a good representation of the game.
Yeah, like, they just got a bunch of different stuff. They got scientific engineered dogs. Yeah, it's a bunch of stuff, but it just kind of like, you can't trust nothing. It's like a good like suspenseful show. Like, I don't want to say it's like horror, but it does be like, really like, bro, like something's about to happen, though.
Have your anxiety peaking.
But yeah. So, and then another honorable mention I wanted to do was X-Men, because I mentioned that X-Men 98 that they did, and I went to go watch it, but I was like, this made me want to watch the old X-Men before I watched this one. And it was, like, right next to it. So,
which X-Men are you talking about?
X-Men 97. And then based off of that X-Men series throughout that time. Oh, okay. So I was like, but they had the old series right next to it. So I was like, let me watch this real quick. And then I watched X-Men 97. So I've been watching X-Men. And then I'm going to watch the X-Men 97.
Man, they have so many X-Men. I feel like I'm lost. Because I know, like, you have the one that they came out with.
It's weird because they have like all the different like franchises, and then you got some characters in one and other characters in the other that are not in certain ones. Like,
yeah.
I dislike that type of stuff.
And then they go back in time to before this happened.
Well, yeah, that shit was confusing as fuck.
Whole new crew and shit, and this is what really went down and why they went to the sides that they went on, and what's really happening to Jean Grey.
I would say she dies every time, though.
The multiverse is not where it's at.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
Pretty much, she's rewrite
the same story a thousand different times, but
like a neutron star, or whatever, something.
Oh, she's pretty powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And then another slice of life I've been watching is bottom tier character Tomozaki. I'm still watching that one though. It's about this dude who he's an introvert, but he's like super good at Smash Bros. And he ends up trying to get like he wants his. Start being more social and stuff like that. And there's this girl, and there's this person, like, so he's number one, and then there's a number two that he plays with all the time, and he doesn't know who it is, but he, like, they play all the time, but come to find out it's like the popular girl in school. And he's like, oh shit. And then so they start linking up, because they're like, oh, you play Smash? Oh, you're this dude? Oh, you're this dude? So like, they start playing Smash, and then she teaches him how to be like better around people and social stuff, and then like, he like trains her to get better, because like, she can't beat him, but she's number two. But like, just like Sparta guy.
That's funny.
So it was on season two of that, but I still got to get on that Berserk though. I just feel like it's this. There's something missing from Crunchyroll. I'm gonna have to get digging, because all the shows on all the things that they have on there on Crunchyroll, who I've seen, are all like 2017 and up, and like CGI.
They're in the process of updating a lot of.
It's like, but it's like. Berserk, I'm pretty sure, is like old, like a 90s deal. Like
No,
Berserk has been out for a minute.
It's been out for a minute, but not in the 90s.
Yeah, but like Berserk, at least probably the manga. I wonder if
honestly, you know what I can't wait for? Mm. Another Fate. Aren't they coming out with one?
Oh, they all, yeah, they'd be coming out with Fate.
How the hell do you spell it?
B-E-R-S-E-R-K. Oh,
that's why. Yeah, there's two seasons. The one I'm getting is two season.
Yeah, I guess the manga is old, but because it's saying March 88 or 98.
Yeah, this does look very CGI.
Or it said the first premiere of Berserk was in 1988.
It'll be all right. Oh, really? It's just a little bit of CGI. We'll be okay.
Yeah, it'll be all right, but I'm just like,
Where's the original?
Yeah, where's the original stuff? I'm thinking if they have their stuff. That's what I'm just getting. Like, where's the original stuff if it's like that?
Love fighting that.
Yeah. But either way, but yeah, just getting some stuff that's on Crunchyroll.
We can go to Pirate them sites. We can go to them sites.
Yeah. Hey, that one new One Piece chapter is out.
Is it?
On the TCB scans.
Well, speak of the devil.
So.
It looks like I have to go home and
I would say because a bunch of stuff is dropping right now. Well, at least not a bunch of stuff, but I know that. And then I'm on that Boruto, and that shit is so hard.
That just means that it's going to be out soon. I like watching recaps of the chapters.
Like, sometimes I'll go back, and then I just do the last couple pages. But I don't really go and sometimes I do, like, with that one for Super, I did read the first chapter when they were getting ready to do the fight with Gohan and Goku. I read that previous chapter, and then I read that fight chapter, too. Mm-hmm. And I was hyped for that. But, like, usually I just go back a couple pages.
Yeah, I like watching them. Not watching them, but, like, I like watching the recap of the chapter. Because then it gives me, like, a whole play-by-play. And, I don't know, it's easier for me. I get to be lazy.
That's going to be...
It's going to be fire! Yeah.
Because, like, something I was thinking about earlier, too, is, like, so for One Piece, what anime characters do you think outside of One Piece, like, if they're in the verse, would have Conqueror's Haki?
That's a really, and because it's not going to be everybody.
Okay, rewind. Ask that question again.
Yeah, so who, like, in the anime verse, like, outside of One Piece, like, if they were to be in the One Piece verse, who would have Conqueror's Haki?
Goku.
Yeah,
Goku for sure.
You'd have, like, Supreme.
Say Eren.
Yeah, Eren would definitely have Conqueror's Haki. He would definitely have Conqueror's Haki. I think Naruto would have Conqueror's Haki.
Oh, yeah, Naruto for sure.
I think Midoriya might even have a possibility of Conqueror's Haki.
Conqueror's Haki?
Well, the reason because Conqueror's Haki over is all his ambition.
He does really want
to
be a hero.
He wants to be the number one hero. Like, the ambition is high.
I can see that.
And, like, it has to be, like, a goal driven, because anybody that has Conqueror's Haki has, like, the highest goals and ambition. That's true. Like, trying to work towards something.
Yeah. Who else?
I think, who was I thinking of? Well, All Might. Mm-hmm. I have to say.
Oh, yeah. Do you think Tanjiro would ever get Haki, Conqueror's Haki?
Maybe.
Yeah, he has.
I would say maybe.
He has the strive to want to bring his sister back.
Mm-hmm. So, like, maybe.
What about Sasuke?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He said without a doubt.
Yeah.
Let's see.
He was a day one crash out, dude. I said the Hokage. Well, I was thinking the Hokage.
Which one?
All of them, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah, they would have to be.
I kind of argue Tsunade, but she was a Hokage at the end of the day. Because, I mean, you're literally leading the nation.
Yeah.
You're the top dog. Like.
Yeah, 100%. Who else?
Yami from Black Clover would be a Conqueror.
Definitely.
Yami from Black
Hands
Clover.
Hands down.
He would be Kaido level.
Yeah, he'd be nasty. He'd be nasty.
Oh,
Who else I want to say? Probably Gojo would be.
Oh, definitely.
Gojo.
He'd Sakura. Have some weird colored Conker's hockey, though. Who, that shit would be like silver.
Who was that?
It'd be bright silver Conker's hockey.
That sorcerer killer. I think he'd have.
Conker's sorcerer hockey. Killer?
Sorcerer from.
Toji.
Oh, yeah. He definitely.
He would have all black horse. Black. He'd like pitch black. Fucking Conker's hockey.
Yep, he definitely
has it. I think it's the king of Black Force energy. Oh, my lady's safe. All right, we can bang now, nigga. Let's go.
Somebody else from Black Clover, I think Marilyn Mion, that red haired lady, lady from Black Clover, would have
conquered. She was. She's pretty strong. What about the Wizard King?
The Wizard King? I could argue he would have it too. He's the strongest wizard.
I mean, but there's so many other animes out there that I feel like I have not seen that could pretty much have. I feel like there would be a shit ton of people who would have Conqueror's Haki.
Like Yusuke probably could have Conqueror's Haki.
Oh yeah.
It just depends on their will and then their determination.
Yeah. Ichigo.
Yep. You know, I've been seeing a lot of people making a case that he wouldn't.
Really?
Yeah, I think he could because he's definitely strong like that, but he. It's like his goal, like he has a goal, but
it seems pretty weak.
His goal is mostly to protect his friends, you know, which is like it's a goal.
Yeah, I mean, that's
but
a goal.
It's like,
I mean, shit.
Doesn't want to be anything. He's not trying to like do anything with the world.
Shit! If he can turn into like a Goku like character when he was like,
don't
hit my friends. You remember that when he was in the Tournament of Power and then he went after Jiren and then that whole fight scene? That's when like that was like the best fight scene in Dragon Ball Super.
Yeah, I can see Vegeta not having it. He got a little bigger anyway.
Honestly, I can see Vegeta having it though. Just because that motherfucker is the Prince of All Saiyans.
He's the Prince of All Saiyans, but he's not striving to be anything except for stronger than Goku.
But at the same time though. It kind of falls on the same line of Goku because
Goku is trying to be the strongest
he's trying to better himself.
He's trying to be top dog.
He's trying to always improve his fighting.
Yeah. He goes into a room and he's
not
like,
trying to be like.
He wants to be
hey,
that
I
nigga
hear
you like
pretty
that.
Strong. Can we fight?
Yeah. he likes to improve, which I still think Goku will have Conqueror's Haki, but I think with Vegeta's pride,
I think Goku would need Conqueror's Haki. Let's be real. He's so strong. This nigga, it's a unneeded thing. Oh, it looks like we're wrapping up, Jamal. I stood up, you stood up, we stood up.
Yeah, well, that's it for today. Thanks again, everyone, for listening. This is TTIGR, That Time I Got Reincarnated Podcast with Rashawn, Jamal, and Devontae. And to get more content, you can check us out on YouTube, Spotify, Amazon Podcasts, and more. So until next time, take it easy.